The Sanctuary Academy is your virtual Bible classroom. Join us for an interactive worship and learning experience. Let's get to class. Salvation is available to everyone. Jesus did not die for any specific group of people. So what we need to do as Christians is understand that there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's one Spirit in all of us, and there should be unity within the body of Christ. Once we understand that, it'll be easier for us to draw people to Christ and build the body. When we separate ourselves and when we fight against each other, when the church is divided into different sects, then that's when we start to cause the body to deteriorate and we become weak. And if there is not unity within the church, it makes it extremely difficult to draw outsiders into the church. So we have to accept each other. We have to embrace each other, love each other, as we are all called as members in the one unified body of Christ. As always, I am so glad to have you join me for the Sanctuary Sunday School. If this is your first time, great big welcome to you. Go ahead and subscribe and also tap that bell so that you don't miss anything. And again, I'm so excited about the launch of the Virtual Vacation Bible School. It is for our young people who are at home, and I've wanted to expand this ministry to include our youth. So go to the website www.thesanctuary.academy to enroll your young people, your son, your daughter, or even if you know of a young person who could benefit, go ahead and enroll them today. This week's subject is called to mutual acceptance. And we can find this text in the book of Romans. Now, as we know, in the early days of the church, the Gentiles were a little bit more receptive to the gospel of Jesus Christ than the Jewish people. And as we know, that Paul was a missionary or evangelist, mostly to Gentile territories. So we see here that this is Paul, and he's ministering in the book of Romans, and he addresses the Jewish people's unbelief. Now, because they didn't believe, anyone who didn't believe in Jesus would be cut off from the power of God, because Jesus is the way. He's our intercessor, our mediator that allows us to God. And so he's the only way that we could get to God. So the Jewish people who did not believe in Jesus were cut off. And what this did, though, was it opened up an opportunity for the Gentiles to become part of the body of Christ. And so when we look at that, Paul wanted to be very clear and not to get the misunderstanding that, okay, now the Gentiles have the opportunity, and so now the Jews blew it and they don't have an opportunity, because that's not what it is. Paul said, in fact, my hope, my goal is that I will encourage my own Jewish community to believe as well. And he said, just think about it. He said, if you as Gentiles are blessed by the gospel when the Jews don't believe, he said, when the Jewish people do believe, you're going to be even more blessed. Because he said, I'm preaching again to the Gentiles, hoping that my community, my brothers, my sisters, my family will emulate. He used the word emulate. That means that I want them to do the same thing. I want them to see how Christ is blessing you, how Christ is changing you, to encourage them to come to Christ. You know, sometimes there are people in the world and they have such powerful stories about how they were once in the world and they did all these things and Jesus turned their lives around and they made such an impact. Even Paul himself, Paul was literally physically killing the Christians. And Jesus met him on the road to Damascus and turned him around. And we talked a few weeks ago about how Paul said that his credentials, his authority came straight from God. So this is what Paul was saying. He said, it's not that I plan to replace the Jews with the Gentiles, that's not God's plan. So Paul was saying, it is my hope that they will go and that they will emulate. And then he referred back to Moses and the Mosaic law. And he talked about the first fruit. The first fruit is when you took the first part of your flour and you made a little loaf, which Paul refers to as a lump here. And because you took the first fruit of your harvest and you offered it to God as an offering, that sanctified the entire harvest and made it a blessing and made it holy unto the Lord. And he talked about the tree. Same thing with the root of the tree. And when you think about how trees work, once you cut a branch off from the tree, it's going to die. You know, we have Mother's Day and you'll have a lot of cut roses. But when you cut those roses and you put them in that vase, it is a beautiful bouquet. But give it a week. Give it 2 weeks. Those roses are going to die. There's absolutely no way that they are going to stay alive once they have been cut off from the root of that rose bush. And that's what Paul is saying. Israel is the root. And, you know, the root is in Jesus. Jesus was a Jewish person. So the root of Christianity came out of Israel. And those who didn't believe, they were cut off. And so those of us who are Gentiles, we are grafted in. Grafting is a way of attaching something to a plant. It's attaching twigs or stems to a plant. So now we are not born into this, but we are attached to this root. And so that's what he's saying. We're grafted branches so that we're getting life from the root. And then he says, but if we who are not of this plant are grafted in and we're given life, what makes you think that God is not going to regraft the ones that he cut off? Just because they were cut off from disbelief does not mean that there is no hope for them. It does not mean that they cannot see God. All they have to do is through faith be regrafted back on. And that is something that is so important because, again, we've been having these lessons consistently about the law and about faith and that we are saved by grace through faith and that it is not because of anything that we did. None of us deserve salvation. All of us deserve sin. And Jesus paid that. All of us deserve death for sin. And Jesus paid that price. So it is through our faith and belief in Jesus that we are now becoming a part of this family, of the family of God, and we are attached to this tree. So our goal is not to say, you know, I'm a part of this tree and you're not, and just want to, you know, like when you have a branch, that is no good. What do you do with them when they die? You dump them and they even burn branches. And that's not what our goal is as Christians. Our goal is to get as many people grafted into that tree as possible. And it is through faith in Jesus. And Paul went on to say, he said, you know, don't get beside yourself in so many words because you got it and because you believe. Because he said, think about it. If the natural branches, okay, the natural branches that actually grew from the tree, if God cut them off because of a lack of faith and unbelief, then what makes you think you won't be cut off? You're grafted in. All you got to do is just detach you. So it's in all of our best interests that we believe the Lord, that we believe the word of the Lord, and that we obey God's commandments. And he talks about God is good and God is severe. And I love this because we're living in a day and age where we only want to seem to talk about the blessings. You know, you're going to get your miracle. Your breakthrough is coming. Those are very uplifting and inspirational messages because God is good. What do you say? God is good. And all the time, God is good. That is true. But God is also very severe. When God tells you to do something and you don't do it, there is judgment. And we don't really want to talk about the judgment of God. And the judgment of God does not mean that God is good. It's not good, but it means that he is just and that he's fair and that he keeps his promises. And what he says do, he expects you to do, because he does what he says that he is going to do. So it says that God is good, but he's severe. So if you want to stay connected to God, do good, do what's right, and hold on to God's goodness. Walk and live in the goodness of God. You have a choice. Walk and live in the goodness of God, or you will be cut off. And that is the whole message here. And so we are called. All of us have the same standard. It does not matter whether you're Jewish or whether you're Greek or any kind of Gentile or whatever you are. We are all called to that same standard of righteousness. And we all have the same access, because access to the Father has nothing to do with what your race may be, or what your nationality is, or who your mother and father is, or any good deeds that you have done. None of those things grant us access. Access is through the Son of God, the blood of Jesus. And we all have the same access, and we all have the same requirement. We are all held accountable by God to be holy, to be righteous, and to maintain the goodness of God. So when you think about that, and remember that we are all called, you know, we used to say when I was little, called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Let us walk in the light, the beautiful light of God, and accept this call to have faith and to live and to move and to just perpetuate the goodness of God.